A couple weeks ago, I posted a video, Ask Me Anything, the history version, and I got this wonderful question. Did introduction of the Russian language in Central Asia occur during the 1920s or? So first, I want to say thank you so much for this question. It's a really great question, and the answer is complicated. That's the short version. The longer-ish version is that Russian language had actually, well, it kind of depends on where, what region of Central Asia you're talking about. Because the Russians had been trading with the Kazakh and Kyrgyz and Uzbek people for a very, very long time. I think going back to at least the 1500s. And so as the Russians traded more and more with the people of the steppes specifically, the more and more the languages were shared. And so by the time you get to the 1920s, the people in the Kazakh and Kyrgyz steppe speak Russian. It's like their second language, basically. Whereas people in like Turkestan speak, some of them speak Russian, but it's not as popular. And then of course you have the Bukharan and Kievan Emirates, which Russian is used, but it's not a dominant language. One of the reasons also why the Kyrgyz and Kazakh people spoke Russian more fluently than some of their other brethren is because you had the Russian language schools. And so in the Kazakh and Kyrgyz steppe, a lot more students went to these Russian language schools because they didn't have the madrasa infrastructure that places like Turkestan, Bukhara, and Kiva had. The Kazakh people approach Islam differently than the people in Turkestan, and part of this is because of their nomadic nature. So Russia had been used in this region for a long time. When the Russians invaded in the 1700s, they took Central Asia in piecemeal. So again, one of the reasons why the Kazakh steppe speaks Russian, spoke Russian more fluently than their other brethren, is because they had been part of the Russian Empire for longer. I think they fall early 1800s, and then Turkestan's mid 1800s, and then Bukhara and Kiva 1860s, 1870s. So the Russians had not yet had a chance to like really enforce a strict Russian-only language rule. And then you fast forward to the 1920s, where the different republics, so you have like the Turkestan Republic, the Bukharan Republic, the Kazakh Republic, they're starting to form their own languages for their own units of peoples. And then the Russians, the Soviets, take the republics and turn them into nation states. And part of that creation of nation state or nationhood is the development of a language. So you have people like Abdulov Fitrat, who reinvents Uzbek, basically, as a language. You have Sadruddin Ani, who is reinventing, basically, Tajik. And then you have Alakhan Bukihanov and Akhmet Bektursunov, who have already done a lot of work creating a Kazakh language and structure and rule book. And so while these nations are developing their own languages and tying national identity to these languages, there is a requirement to have the Russian language be equal in importance. So Russian's not a state language, unlike, you know, if you're in Uzbekistan, I think Uzbek is a state language, but Russian was given the same equal importance. So it was never officially declared a state language, but if you wanted a job in government, if you wanted a really good job, you would learn how to speak Russian. So that was a really quick, down and dirty version of it. If you want to learn more about language development in Central Asia, specifically Uzbekistan and Tajikistan in the 1920s, I highly recommend Adib Khalid's book, Making Uzbekistan. It's all about the state building, nation building, and language plays a huge part in that. But yeah, thank you for your question. I hope this answered it.